はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ぬじゃめな、ちぐさです。
Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 7 As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the Translation and Interpretation Specialist。 ちぐささん、
はい、
また来ましたね。
またお邪魔してます。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
It is great to have you back。
Thank you。
ちぐささん equals 25% off discount、
mm-hmm.
Any subscription, stop by JapanesePod101.com. You know the drill by now.
Yep.
What's gonna happen when you don't do the openings anymore?
The 25% will be over.
Don't leave us, Chigusa-san.
Just kidding, yes.
Yeah, you are like Mrs. Claus bringing holiday. Okay, anyway. Yeah, the directors give me the red flag. Gotta stop. Okay, now we are talking about... What are we talking about, Chigusa-san?
We're talking about birthdays.
Yes, 誕生日ですね。
はい。
Now...If you remember, in part one of our series, you were on your way to a friend's house and something strange occurred. It looked like there was nobody home. Today is part two. Now, if you missed the first part of this series, stop by JapanesePod101.com. In the lower intermediate level, you can find part one of this series. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. Are you ready, Chigusa-san?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
あれ?誰もいなさそうだけど、ドアが開いてる。
開いてる?
おかしいな。泥棒?
わからない。調べてみよう。
危ないかもしれない。
そうだね。じゃあ、お先にどうぞ。レディーファースト。
ありがとうね。男らしいね。ただいま。誰かいるの?警察呼ぶわよ。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
あ
ー?誕生日おめでとう。
誕生日おめでとう。
お誕生日おめでとうございます。
信じられない。びっくりパーティー、私のために？
一生懸命秘密にしていたんだよ。
大成功。泣きそうになった。本当にありがとう。皆さんありがとう。
今年何歳？
うるさい。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
あれ、誰もいなさそうだけど、ドアが開いてる。
開いてる？
おかしいな。泥棒？
わからない。調べてみよう。
危ないかもしれない。
そうだね。じゃあお先にどうぞ。レディーファースト。
ありがとうね。男らしいね。ただいま。誰かいるの？警察呼ぶわよ。
誕生日おめでとうございます。
ああ、
誕生日おめでとう。
信じられない。びっくりパーティー、私のために？
一生懸命秘密にしていたんだよ。
大成功。泣きそうになった。本当にありがとう。皆さんありがとう。
今年何歳？
うるさい。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
あれ、誰もいなさそうだけど、ドアが開いてる。
That's strange. It looks like no one is home, but the door is open.
開いてる?
Open?
おかしいな。泥棒?
That's weird. A burglar?
わからない。調べてみよう。
I don't know. Let's check it out.
危ないかもしれない。
It could be dangerous.
そうだね。じゃあ、お先にどうぞ。Lady first.
You're right. Okay. After you then. Ladies first.
ありがとうね。男らしいね。
Thanks. Really manly, eh?
ただいま。誰かいるの?警察呼ぶわよ。
I'm back. Is somebody there? I'm going to call the police.
誕生日おめでとうございます。
Happy birthday.
あー?
What?
誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday.
誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday.
お誕生日おめでとうございます。
Happy birthday.
信じられない。びっくりパーティー、私のために?
I can't believe it.A surprise party for me?
一生懸命秘密にしていたんだよ。
I was trying as hard as I could to keep the secret.
大成功。泣きそうになった。本当にありがとう。皆さんありがとう。
It was a huge success. I was about to cry. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
今年何歳?
How old are you this year?
うるさい。
Shut up. 夏子さん、どうですか？どうですか？どうですか？
ちぐささん、お誕生日おめでとうございます。
そうですね、おめでとうございます。
年は聞きません。
よしさんは？
びっくりパーティーは楽しいですよね。
Fun for who? The person being surprised or the people doing the surprising?
I think for both.
Really?
Why?
I think everyone can have fun.
I've never had... Well, can we just take a look at that word? What's the word for surprise party?
びっくりパーティー。
Now, is this limited to just birthdays or is it for all occasions?
I think for all occasions.
Okay, I got it. Then I have planned two surprise parties and been involved in one party where I was surprised.
Okay.
You don't seem too interested, Natsuko-san. I thought you'd be like, really? Tell me more. Okay. Okay, we'll just go with this. Next, let's move on to vocabulary. ひどいな。ヨシさん、どう思いますか？
Tell us more about it.
No. I want to do vocabulary now. Natsuko hurt me.
So you were thinking that you were planning the surprise party, but actually you got surprised? Is that what you meant?
Yoshi-san, I'm going to have to do a Natsuko to you. No, I'm not going to answer that. Let's move on to the vocabulary.
ちょ、どういう意味それ?
Okay, first word.
泥棒
Thief.
泥棒 う泥棒
Now, for some reason, I think of this word and I think of Takase.
なんで?
Yoshi-san, do you remember? Remember we did the survival phrases and... Alright, I'm going to try and stay focused on this lesson for the rest of the lesson. That should work out. It should really work out. Okay, this word is made up of two characters. The first character meaning?
泥 mud.
The second character meaning?
棒 a stick.
Mud stick. So a thief has to get their hands dirty. And sometimes they use the stick, I guess is the old way they used to get into the house. So mud stick are the two characters that make up this word. Yoshi-san, can you give us an example?
自転車泥棒
Bike thief. Yeah, I think we have this problem in all the countries.
Right.
Next we have.
お先に
Before.
お先に お先に
Now this is a phrase that can be used by the speaker to speak about one's own actions or to speak about someone else. Now when we say speak about someone else, it's actually kind of asking someone else to go ahead. Now let's go through these two examples. Natsuko-san, when you're speaking about yourself, how would you use this phrase?
お先に失礼します。 Or maybe just お先に。
And in this case, you're saying, I'm leaving before everyone, excuse me.
Yes.
Before, excuse me. I'm leaving first, excuse me. And again, we use this when we leave the company. Before other people.
Yes. If someone else is left.
Yes.
You say this. If you're the last one, you don't say it to anybody.
Yeah, I haven't said this one in a while. Now, Yoshi-san, when using this phrase and addressing others, how can we use this phrase?
お先にどうぞ。
Please go ahead. Literally, ahead please. But again, we reverse it. Please go ahead. Now, there's one other case that I could think of where we use this expression, and that's with eating. Because often, the food doesn't come out at the same time if it's not a proper sit-down restaurant. In that case, what can we say?
お先にどうぞ。
To somebody else, please go ahead and eat. Now, can I say this for myself if I want to go ahead and eat?
Maybe you should ask, お先にいいですか?
お先にいいですか? May I go ahead and eat? But Natsuko-san, I've been to many, many, many gatherings. When somebody's food comes and they're just, お先に, and they just start eating.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe in casual situation.
Yeah.
You'd better not do that in business lunch.
You better not. So again, お先に followed by some kind of verb or that inferred phrase. Usually, 失礼します, I'm going to go ahead first. Excuse me, I'm going ahead. Or when addressing others, お先にどうぞ, please go ahead. Then we have
Lady first.
Ladies first.
Lady first.レディーファースト。
ヨシさん、会話の使い方は素晴らしかったですね。I love the way it was used in the conversation. Perfectly.
そうですね。
Natsuko-san, it looks dangerous. Please, ladies first. that was very good. See, Natsuko-san, it's nice to be around gentlemen.
そうね。困ったもんだね。
Okay, then we have
誕生日
Birthday
誕生日誕生日
Okay, and while this is straightforward, this is kind of related to something else that I wanted to discuss, which is kind of related. Now, Natsuko-san, I'm often asked for my date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
How can we say that in Japanese?
生年月日
So some places will ask for your birthday, but some will ask for...your date of birth. And in that case, you need to give the year, month, and day. Because in Japan, the order is?
年
year
月
month
日
day. So, reversed. Then we have?
びっくりパーティ
ー surprise party.
びっくりパーティーびっくりパーティ
ー Can you give us an example sentence?
びっくりパーティーを企画する
To plan a surprise party. So, Natsuko-san, are these types of parties common in Japan?
Yeah, I think some plans this, but maybe some are open.
Yeah? Have you ever taken part in one?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so?
yeah.
What is that?
Not recently. So, I kind of forgot, but I have a kind of a memory of planning a surprise farewell party to someone.
Ah, so Betsukai.
Yes.
Okay. Yoshi-san, how about yourself? And in Japan for you, because we know you have two passports, one US and one Japanese, so let's keep it local, domestic for now.
I've never had one in Japan.
All right, I have to ask. How about the US?
My friends planned a surprise party for me, but I wasn't there. I never made it.
What?
They planned a surprise birthday party for me.
But you weren't there?
Keep it PG-13. Please go on, Yoshi-san. What happened?
Nothing happened. They brought the cake. They ate the cake in my room. They took pictures and they left it. And they also made a mess in my room.
So they had a party anyway without you?
Yes. And when I got home, it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, right.
Alrighty then.What do we have next?
秘密
Secret.
秘密秘密
Now, how do we say to keep a secret?
秘密にする秘密を守る
Two ways. Natsuko-san, which way is more common?
I think you use both.
And finally we have
大成功
A huge success. A big success.
大成功大成功
Can we get an example sentence?
皆さんのおかげで Japanese Pod 101は大成功です
Thanks to everyone, JapanesePod101.com is a huge success Huge, huge, huge Yes, I'm not fixing my accent Please go on Next we have that's it Okay, now let's take a quick look back at today's dialogue Natsuko-san, can you give us the first line?
あれ?誰もいなさそうだけどドアが開いている。
First, we have the interjection, are. It's used in cases where the speaker wants to show surprise at something. Something they expected or something they didn't expect happened. This is followed by the grammar point we covered in the previous lower intermediate lesson, which was
なさそう。
Here we have
誰もいなさそうだけど。
It looks like nobody's home, but
ドアが開いている。
Door is open. Now let's skip down to...
わからない。調べてみよう。
Here, what we want to focus on is the second sentence. Yoshi-san, one more time, please.
調べてみよう。
Okay, let's try to take a look. Now, here we have 見る attached to the te form of a verb. When this happens, it's equivalent to the English try to do something. してみる、try to do something. 食べてみる、try to eat something. Here we have 調べてみよう。It's actually the plain volitional. Let's try to investigate.Because once that 見る is attached to the te form of a verb, it's treated as a standard class 2 verb. And all properties apply. Here we just have the plain volitional. Let's try to take a look. Then we have, next line.
危ないかもしれない。
Very straightforward there, followed by.
そうだね。じゃあ、お先にどうぞ、 Lady first.
Yeah, it could be. Please, go ahead. Ladies first. So here, Yoshi-san has a very interesting use of ladies first. So, Chikusa responds with,
Arigatou ne. Otokorashii ne.
Okay, so Natsuko-san, what do you think the tone of the speaker is?
Sarcastic?
Yeah, and how do we say that in Japanese?
Hinikuppoi.
Yeah, very sarcastic. Thanks. Like a man, right? Yeah, so she's being a little sarcastic because he's letting her go first. Now, Yoshi-san, I side with you. I think you did the right thing here.
Right.
You know, equal rights. Go ahead.
But he had a reason to let her in first, right?
Because she's a lady. I guess that wouldn't make it equal rights, though, huh? I guess that makes you a bit sexist. Because if it's equal rights, they're going at the same time. Okay, anyway.
He's just a chicken.
Woo, all right. So, she goes in first. And here's what we hope you picked up in the conversation. She's actually calling out to the robber, trying to let him know that she's there. It's not even her house, but she's pretending it is, so she'll scare the robber that she thinks is there. Natsuko-san?
Tadaima!
I'm home.
誰かいるの?
Is someone there?
警察呼ぶわよ!
I'll call the police. And then she gets a big surprise, as everybody's waiting in lay for her. Is that the right expression? Waiting in lay. I believe so. But anyway, so they're all waiting in lay. They jump out and surprise her. Then we have Tanjoubi Omedetou, all the greetings. We're running out of time, so we have to jump down to one more point. So let's jump down to...
大成功!
It worked. It worked unbelievably well. You really succeeded.
泣きそうになった!
I almost cried, is the translation. But literally we have, it looked like I was going to cry. To the auxiliary adjective so, we add ninaru, and here it's the past, ninatta. We use this construction to say something almost occurred. Natsuko-san, for example?
死にそうになった.
I almost died. And actually, this expression is used every day.
Quite often, yes.
But not in a literal sense. I was so hungry, I almost died.
お腹が空いて死にそうになったよ.
Okay, now on to today's grammar point. Yoshi-san, today's grammar point is?
Rashi.
Now, rashi is an auxiliary adjective that expresses the speaker's conjecture based on what the speaker knows or has heard or seen. This is usually translated as like. For example, in the dialogue we had,
男らしいね.
Like a man. Really like a man, huh? We just translated it much more loosely. So we had the noun plus rashi. 男 plus rashi. 男 is man. When we attach rashi, it means like a man, really manly. Probably the best way to exemplify this is you can take rashi and attach it to a name. For example, we have right here in the studio, Yoshi. Yoshi rashi ne. Like Yoshi. Just like something Yoshi would do. Like something Yoshi would say. Like something Yoshi would, I don't know, act. So it's like that noun. Now, we'll have more about this inside the PDF, we'll have a write-up, but I think that's the best way to exemplify it. What do you think, Yoshi-san?
そうですね。
All right. After listening to the lesson, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDF, inside the PDF, a detailed write-up of today's grammar point. Now, in addition, we had a few other points in there that we will be covering, or at least recapping, inside the PDF. Namely, te miru, to try to do something. That will be covered inside the PDF. Also, in the Learning Center, we have listening comprehensions, all kinds of questions to bring everything together, really reinforce what you learn here. So, with that said, stop by JapanesePod101.com. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。